Our passage today comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, and I'm going to start reading in verse 9. "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." You know, every day we're faced with thousands of choices, and most of the time we make our decisions very quickly without thinking about long-term consequences, because we have no choice. If we were to stop and deliberate about every choice we make, it would literally paralyze us and keep us from getting anything done. For example, when it comes to which route you're going to take to work in the morning, if you sat at the kitchen table drawing up a list of pros and cons for all the different routes, and then you went online to assess the traffic on those various routes, well, you get the point. In the time it took to make your decision, you could have already made it to work. In today's passage, Paul prays that the Philippian Christians would approve the things that are excellent, or in other words, that they would be making wise life choices that kept their lives sincere and without offense. Now, in a world where information streams at the speed of light and we're having more trouble than ever keeping tabs on everything we've got going, how in the world do you make good choices all the time? Well, really, it's very simple. I remember as a kid having to practice the piano, and I didn't think much of all the technical exercises I had to do. All those scales and arpeggios seem boring and pointless, but there's a reason teachers have made their students do those exercises since the invention of the keyboard. When you start out by learning how to handle your fingers correctly, and you learn the basics of what a good player needs to know, later in life, those same movements come easily when you need them to play a masterpiece. In the Christian life, there's a similar principle at play. If you make the effort to assess your decisions carefully, always approving what is excellent, in a prayerful state of mind, over time it just becomes second nature. When it comes time to juggle a big schedule with lots of demands, if you've been faithful in making good decisions on the small things, you're going to make good decisions on the big things too. You may have noticed that Jesus once made this point in a parable. When his servants have been faithful and fruitful over a few things, he gives them more because they've proven themselves faithful. I know that your day is likely to be very busy, but here's a suggestion. Start making good biblical decisions on just a few things. Take your most important decisions and reflect on them prayerfully. I know it requires a little investment of time, but if you pay attention to the principles that guided you and you consistently learn to apply them, over time, you're going to find yourself making better decisions more of the time. And of course, that's just a better way to live.